If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
Tom's daily routine included a frustrating treasure hunt for his keys, phone, wallet, and whatnot. The time wasted searching for his items left him irritated and greatly impacted his productivity. Improving one specific thinking skill gave him back hours, and Tom found himself more focused, efficient, and of course, using his time for way more important tasks. If you're experiencing something similar, I'm here to tell you, you do not have to struggle forever. In this episode, episode 444 of the Business Brain Podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact steps of what you can do to have your own transformation. But first, which one of your thinking skills is the strongest? Which thinking skills need some help? Find out by taking the thinking skills assessment at lifepeaksuniversity.com/CF. While you are doing any task, you, without even realizing it, are using your 28 thinking skills. When the thinking skills you need to use are strong, doing the task is easy. If the thinking skills you need to use is weak, doing the task will be a challenge. The struggle that Tom had came from a weak thinking skill of systematic search. The thinking skill of systematic search is just what it sounds like, searching in a system. Often when we look for items, we look in the same place three times and we don't look where the item actually is. You want to create a system and look in that system. For example, if you are looking for a book, your system might be the top to the bottom of the bookshelf and then on each shelf from left to right. If you are looking for your keys, it could be from the right side of the room, walking around, going to the left side of the room, and then in each area of the room, going top to bottom. It doesn't make a difference what the system is, as long as you follow the system. You might be thinking, like Tom did, that's just going to take forever. But guess what? It actually saves a lot of time. For three reasons. Number one, you don't waste time looking in the same place more than once because you are confident that you covered that ground as you are following your system. Number two, the more you do systematic search, the better you get at it. You come up with better systems and also look faster. Number three, my favorite one, as soon as you have a system, your brain calms down. And often you'll actually find yourself remembering where you actually put it. Another thing that really helped Tom was making sure that every single item has a home, a place where you keep it. You want to make sure that the home for every item is in the most convenient place where you use it most. The car keys, hooks near the door. So on your way out, you can just grab them. And then on your way in, you can put them right there, literally as you're closing the door. Phone chargers are kept by the outlets where you charge your phone most often. One last thing to think about, just because you kept something there your whole life, it doesn't mean you have to keep it there for the rest of your life. There may just be a more convenient place for the item. If you are frustrated by how often you are late because you can't find what you need to find, or how many times you had to buy an item because you've misplaced it so many times, you simply need to improve your thinking skill of systematic search. Your challenge this week is every time you are missing something, to create a system and look in that system. Over time, this will start happening naturally, and you won't even have to think about creating the system. You'll just find yourself looking in a system. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.
That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.